Proclamation number 7839, dated the March 2nd, 1961. Directing the souls in the beyond to Jesus Christ. Anyone who professes me in the spiritual kingdom will be redeemed for all eternity. As soon as the souls, which are still dwelling in darkness or twilight, are no longer opposed to my name and they are informed of my act of salvation by disguised messengers of light or by the thoughts of loving people, the darkness will leave them. The strength of my name alone will take effect in them and drive them to me. They will start to look for me and I will also allow myself to be found. But the souls will is and shall always remain free. Hence it might also take a long time before they accept me, before people's intercession becomes effective or the messengers of light joining them in disguise are successful in bringing them the gospel. Yet the efforts to gain these souls will not cease, and therefore it is very beneficial if souls are consciously invited to join spiritual conversations relating to the act of salvation, so that the souls will time and again be directed to Jesus Christ and voluntarily take the path to me and ask me for forgiveness of their guilt. As long as they are not happy, they will still be burdened by guilt, and their misery will be able to encourage them to strive for an improvement of their situation and think about themselves, about their life on earth and their relationship with me, their God and Creator of eternity. It will already reduce the soul's will of resistance if it receives people's loving intercession, if it is kindly thought of and feels their willingness to help. This will also decrease its rejection of help which it is repeatedly offered in the realm of the beyond, and its surrender of opposition is the beginning of progress. For every inclination of such a soul is taken into account and it is bestowed with a small light, which makes it happy and increases its desire for it. The souls in the beyond have to find me if they have not found me on earth already. And you humans can greatly contribute towards it by frequently thinking of souls which suffer adversity, by only ever directing every soul coming into your mind to me, to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who alone can help it attain beatitude. Your loving thoughts of these souls are like sparks of light, which make them happy and which they always look out for and to whose origin they hurry. While on earth they had kept away from all spiritual instruction, they had only lived their earthly life and thus entered the spiritual kingdom devoid of all spiritual possessions after their death. Now they first have to acquire spiritual possessions of their own free will. They should not offer any opposition if the gospel of love is proclaimed to them, and they must also pass it on with love to those who, like themselves, would like to improve their situation. However, as soon as you humans take care of these souls, they will not be lost. Your thoughts will always draw them to yourselves and they will also be able to accept what they hitherto had rejected, and now experience it as a blessing because it is given to them by your love. For love is a power which will not remain ineffective. You should often remember the souls which still languish in darkness, which have not yet found their way to me in Jesus. Show them the way and inform them of the gospel, and you'll accomplish a richly blessed work of redemption that is most significant, especially during the last days, because many souls shall still detach themselves from the abyss, so that they will not fall prey to the new banishment when the end has come. Amen.